Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 26 for Thursday, August 20th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was firmer on Thursday, recovering from recent sharp declines. Values were anywhere from $4 to $5.50 higher. November was up $4.90 at $478.30 per ton. A firmer tone in Chicago soybean futures was also providing some spillover support for canola. Talk that there may be some exporter buying activity coming into the market after recent lows added to the bullish tone. Positioning ahead of the StatsCan production report on Friday further underpinned prices. The government agency is set to release the first survey-based production estimates for 2015-16 at 7:30 Friday morning Central Time. Though a softer tone in outside vegetable oil markets, including European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, limited the advances. The market's technical bias is still pointing lower, which was also bearish, as was the upswing in the value of the Canadian currency. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were unchanged and untraded. Looking at the U.S. markets, corn, wheat, and soybean futures were all mostly firmer on Thursday. Soybean futures in Chicago were anywhere from 10 to 14 cents higher. November was up 13 and 3/4 cents at $9.07 and a quarter cents a bushel. Sentiment that the market was oversold helped to spark some of the buying. The need to keep a weather premium built into prices as crops in the U.S. are still developing was also supportive. However, large global oilseed supplies and concerns about softening demand from China limited the gains. Corn values were also firmer. Prices were anywhere from 3 to 5 cents higher. December up 4 cents at $3.82.5 a bushel as the market took direction from the stronger soybean and wheat prices. Continued reports of lower-than-expected yields out of the U.S. Pro Farmer Crop Tour helped to push prices higher as well, as did a positive weekly export sales report from the USDA. Though concerns about slowing demand from the domestic ethanol industry tempered the advances. Wheat futures were stronger in Chicago as recent losses were said to be overdone. Prices were anywhere from 10 to 12 cents higher, December up 11 and a quarter cents at $5.11 and a quarter cents a bushel. Reports of high levels of fungal disease in U.S. soft red winter wheat fields was also supportive, as it has reduced the quality of the crop and raised concerns about a possible shortage of high-quality supplies. Though the large global supply situation of other types of wheat and pressure from the advancing spring wheat harvest in North America limited the upside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, August 20th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.